And that's going to affect like how stuff moves through it. So this is like a really graphic demonstration of what macro pores are. So this is a guy from Ohio. He's smoking a stogie, and he's got this machine here. He's going to throw it in here, and he's going to pump smoke down into a tile line. You're all good for what a tile line is, agricultural drainage line. Right? You put them in fields that are kind of silty or clayey to help move the water out so you can get in there in spring and plant and stuff, right? So dude throws his stogie in the little smoke machine. I got these pictures from Fred Madison, who was a soil scientist at the survey. And that's what happens, right? Like, it just comes right out. And that's through, like, tile lines are usually a couple feet down, right, to help with drainage. So something to think about, macro pores exist, and they can create problems. This is from Dodge County. This was an event that happened, I think, in 08, where there was, like, a little melt in February, right, and all the water ran down and kind of ponded up in a corner of a farm field. And here you've got silty tills on top of sinope dolomite, and suddenly it kind of all went away, and a bunch of people's wells turned brown. And then they went and got a backhoe and dug out a hole. What do you think is in all these little worm burrows here? It was manure, right? It just transported right through that soil zone. And it was through 15 feet of silty clay sediment, right? So clay is not always going to protect you. Okay, so that's soils and water quality. We're going to look at one more topic, recharge and water quality, and then we're going to come into the geology and hydrogeology of Southwest Wisconsin. So we've talked about recharge, when it occurs and stuff. And this example is going to be from Kewaunee County, so it's in the east. Remember, there's these big vertical cracks in this system, right? And it's all dolomite. There's no shale, there's no sandstone, it's just all dolomite. We had done a study in Kewaunee where we sampled a bunch of homeowner wells to try to figure out how much nitrate and bacteria contamination there were. And then we sampled a bunch of wells for pathogens. But another objective of that study, one that I really wanted to do, is how quickly does stuff move from the ground surface into a homeowner's well? That's what I was trying to answer. And this was from data from a while ago. This was from that other study. What you've got is the water level here in blue, and you have what's called fluid conductivity in red. So when water dissolves stuff, think about taking table salt and throwing it in water, right? The salt goes away, and then you have ions. You have sodium and chloride ions. So the more stuff that's dissolved in the water, the more able that water is to transmit an electric current, right? So you can take fluid conductivity is basically a rough measure of total dissolved solids. And what you see is there's this melt event here in late December. The water level goes up, and what happens with the conductivity is it pushes up, and then it dilutes with that fresh snowmelt coming in. So I think you're pushing out the soil moisture, and then you're flushing in the new melted snow. Okay, so when you do that, like, how quickly does that move down to the water table, and